This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine are campaigning for the first time together as running mates, promoting a message of optimism. Clinton told a crowd of enthusiastic supporters in Florida Saturday she and Kaine will offer a very different vision for America.
We will offer a very different vision for our country, one that is about building bridges, not walls, embracing the diversity that makes our country great, lifting each other up, standing together, because we know there's nothing we can't accomplish once we make up our minds.
Clinton portrayed Kaine as a fighter for minorities and the impoverished, who is everything Donald Trump and Mike Pence are not. Kaine is a veteran Democratic politician who has the potential to attract voters repelled by Trump and those who may have a hard time fully embracing Clinton. She will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia next week. More than 1,000 Turkish private schools, associations, and foundations are closed as a result of President Recep Erdogan's imposing a three-month state of emergency this week following a failed coup. The Turkish president also decreed that suspects can be detained for up to 30 days without charges, a stark change from the previous maximum of 4 days. Rights groups and global leaders say Erdogan is clearing the way for further purging of his opponents. Erdogan's government has detained thousands of people, including military members suspected of having roles in the failed coup more than a week ago. This is VOA News. The Islamic State group, it says it's responsible for killing at least 80 people and wounding hundreds in a suicide bomb attack at a protest rally in Kabul Saturday. A website linked to the Islamic State said the attack was meant to warn Afghans ethnic Hazaras, who are mostly Shiites, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. The attack occurred as thousands of ethnic Hazaras marched through the streets, demanding a planned power line be rerouted through their poverty-stricken region. Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says his country's planned departure from the European Union does not mean it's on a path of isolation. Speaking at the United Nations Friday, Johnson also said Britain can do more to fight extremism.
I was delighted just now to be talking to Secretary General Ban Ki-moon about his perspective, and he very much agrees that tackling radicalization, tackling extremism is at the forefront of the UN's activities, and I was able to tell him about our support in the UK for that work, and clearly we need to step that up.
Johnson was a leader in the campaign for Britain to leave the European Union. British voters chose to leave the EU in a national referendum last month. Britain's next step is to negotiate a new relationship with the EU once the government set in motion the formal talks to separate. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that German security services will do everything possible to protect security and freedom of all people in the country in wake of two attacks in less than a week. She spoke to reporters following an emergency meeting of her Security Council in Berlin Saturday. The meeting comes a day after an 18-year-old German Iranian shot and killed 9 people and wounded more than 24 others in a crowded Munich shopping mall. Police say he took his own life after going on the rampage. Investigators say he was obsessed with mass shootings. Investigators say they found no evidence in his apartment linking him to any terrorist group. Friday's attack comes a week after a 17-year-old Afghan refugee attacked passengers with an axe and knife on a train in Germany, wounding 4 people before police shot him dead. An Indian Air Force plane carrying 29 people is missing more than 24 hours after it was expected to land on an island in the Bay of Bengal. 8 of the passengers on board were civilians. At least 12 ships and other vessels had been deployed to the bay to search for the missing aircraft. The weather at the time was not immediately known, though it's currently monsoon season in that region. And torrential rains causing deadly flooding in northern China, where already at least 36 people have died and dozens more are missing. Hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated because of the flooding. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.